So I wanted to address some of the comments I received on my last video, because a lot of them were right, and I feel that I should publicly confirm this. And I want to make a few points. Man, I came across like an arsehole. Fully understand that. And I didn't mean to, but goddamn, it's so annoying dealing with this shit sometimes. The infighting is just, it's too fucking much. And the thing is, it reminds me very much of feminism. You know, feminism at the moment is going through this stupid, stupid phase where they're arguing about the various branches of their ideology. And it's because they've practically achieved everything they wanted to achieve. There's really very little for them left to do, which is why they're just doing stupid things now. Now they're going after, like, the one this week, the word two is oppressive to women or whatever it is. It's stupid, because they don't really have anything else to go after. And I'm worried that Gamergate's going the same way. But I'm just going to address some of the comments, because I would feel like a complete arse if I didn't, and I would feel like I wasn't doing my due diligence if I didn't. Right, so, okay, these comments, I read these on my phone earlier when I was in bed, and so I don't have them to hand, but there were two comments directly in sequence, and I think that they really sum up the issue that I'm having. I just want to kind of explain my position. I'm just going to try and make my chair back up. There we go. I like taking people's advice on board. I don't like ignoring what people have to say. The problem with this, I mean, the reason I do this is because I'd like to treat people as individuals. I like to treat them as sensible, rational, thinking individuals who are intelligent and capable of dealing with me on the same level in a polite conversation, which is why a bunch of people in the comments were like, let's talk like normal people, and then I started going about ideological hegemony. I didn't even think. I'm sorry. It just seems, I mean, you've got Google, you can look it up. It's not that big a deal. Is it? But anyway, this is how I like dealing with people. And so, when I get two comments like this, this is my issue, right? The first comment was, oh, look at Sargon, he thinks he's so big, he thinks he's so great, he's above everything now. And then the next comment was, why do you even deal with these people? You know, they're plebs, you shouldn't deal with them. And I'm like, okay, well, this is the bind I find myself in. What am I to do? And I mean, for my own sanity, I think I'm always going to read my comments on YouTube. So when people present criticism to me, which I rely on, then I can deal with it, own any mistakes, accept any other suggestions or advice, anything like that. I would never not read my comments on my videos. But on Twitter, I'll leave my DMs open so people can message me if they feel they must, but don't unless you have a reason, please. You know, I was with them, I had about 15 messages from people saying thank you for this video. But I'm there thinking, oh man, I was just a total ass. You know, why wasn't I somewhat less of a dick? But seriously, I'm so angry about this. And the message was just completely inconsistent and completely backwards. And this leads on to another comment. I should have found these comments in advance. But someone basically said, look, if you want to try and persuade people, that video was a bad way of doing it. And they're right, it was a bad way of doing it. That really wasn't an attempt to persuade people. That was getting things off my chest, I suppose. But yeah, so I accept that my methodology was my method of action was very flawed there. I'm only human. What the fuck is it? Yeah, corruption equals power plus privilege, maybe. But yeah, I liked Julian Monroe's comment. I don't see how you don't get that spamming swastikas and calling everyone a something fag isn't going to reach the masses. Well, exactly. That's exactly the point, isn't it? You know, if you want to persuade lots of people, Chan culture isn't going to persuade normies. You know, it's only going to persuade people who are already on the same side. They're already persuaded in that way. So, this might not be a very popular opinion, but I think, Sargon, you just shot yourself in the foot with this one. There, maybe. If anti-Gamergate was smart, they would start political debates in Gamergate. This would tear people apart over pointless shit. That's true. This is why, like, I think my new motto is going to be shut up and fuck off if people don't like how I'm using a hashtag. Oh my god, you're only talking about ethics? Shut up and fuck off. And hey, you know what, if I come to you and say, hey, why are you talking about SJWs, which I don't think I ever have done, but if I ever do, you can say to me, hey, shut up and fuck off. And I'll be like, you know what, fair cop. You know, I was trying to tell you what to do with your time on the internet, participating in a hashtag movement. That's not my place to do. I'm not your fucking boss. You know, but conversely, you didn't fucking elect me, so you don't get to demand what I do either. Wow, this is really shitty. I don't know what Sargon's respond to, but he's coming across as condescending, dismissive, and incredibly self-important. I talk to journalists. Well, la-di-da, Mr. President. Listen, dude. I do talk to journalists. Yeah, I did come across as all those things, and I apologize. I should have been less of a dick. No questions asked. But this was exactly the point that they were trying to make. You meant to tailor your message for your audience. Yeah, you are. You know, which is why I'm so tired of the article also banging on about ethics only. That's my audience, and I'm sorry that my situation is different to yours, and I'm not saying that I'm like, you know, some fucking king or anything like that. I mean, they're not that important, but the point is, I'm not part of Chan culture. I'm not anonymous on the internet. This is one of the great fucking follies of anonymity. You're like, oh, well, it means the ideas can be measured on their own merits. It's like, yeah, but you can't take that idea to anyone. You can't do anything with it. All you can do is put it on a Chan board and they go, oh yeah, very good, very good. But then it goes no further. You can't go to someone and say, hey, I have this idea, I want to talk to you about it. That you're anonymous, you can't do anything. You know, this is the double-edged sword of anonymity on the internet. This is why I'm not interested in being anonymous on the internet. I stand by what I'm saying, and I'm happy to present myself as the person that I am on the internet. My name's Carl Benjamin, I run a YouTube channel called Sargon of Akkad, and I am happy to talk about my ideas, because they are my ideas, and I think they're good ones. And if they're not good, you can tell me why, as William Burr is doing here. It's in my demeanor as well. I didn't mean to come across as self-important, but seriously, not everyone's situation is the same. If people want to go and talk to other people in Nintendo forums and stuff, they should. They absolutely should, you know, and they should do it in their way, how they feel comfortable, depending on the person they're talking about. And they're talking to, sorry. They absolutely should. But to turn around and say, you shouldn't talk about ethics, despite the fact that they haven't even thought about who I am talking to, is ridiculous. It's silly. And I'm tired of it. And underneath, I know, right, he literally ends the video basically saying that anyone without enough Twitter followers isn't worth considering as a person. Yikes. You know what, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, if you are going to act like, I don't know, like you don't understand what it's like to have hundreds of thousands of people talking to you all at once, then I can't do anything with you. If you don't understand that I am a person who has a different perspective on life and has a different experience here than you do, then I'm sorry, man. I'm fucking sorry. You know, I'm sorry that you don't understand. Okay, but I've been where you are, and I am where I am now, and I'm telling you, man, it's not the fucking same. You know, there's a reason that most celebrities don't, like, spend a lot of time interacting with their fans on Twitter. You know, it's overwhelming, and it's not any one person, it's just a number. You know, it's not easy. But any sympathy here? No, none at all. No fucking sympathy. You know, I've been with this shit from the start, and I have been completely fucking committed. It's never been about me. You know, and I don't want to make it about me, but jealous dickheads want to make it about me. I never went to Game Again and started talking about Necromancer. You know, which, in fact, I've been having a great time redesigning, but it's going to be 6 months. He says optimistically, holy shit, it's going to be so late. But it's going to be good. This is the reason I haven't released it. I don't want to release a shit game. It's going to be good. At least the gameplay is going to be good. The graphics, the sound, they're all going to be shit. But the gameplay will be good. And that's what counts. But yeah, you know, I'm not saying I can't consider you as a person. Of course I can. I try to treat everyone as an individual, regardless of their status. But holy shit, you've got to remember what my position, you know, I guess I'm asking for empathy. You know, that's what I'm doing here. YouTube is fucking up the comments thing, I'm in love with it. Yeah, I swear to God, YouTube was down for me for about 10, 15 minutes yesterday. Right, sorry. You know, I can't help but notice you're always willing to be harsh or vitriolic in a video where you pick apart someone's argument without them being present, but extremely polite in a discussion. Yeah, because there's no point just shouting at someone who has actually decided to come and talk to you. You know, I mean, I assume that they don't watch my videos, and so I don't really mind being vitriolic in my videos. And it's fun, especially if they're saying stupid things. But if I'm going to talk to someone, then I want a productive conversation. And a productive conversation can only occur when you are accepting what they say in good faith and you're not being an asshole to them. Yeah, since we're talking about tailoring your communication to suit your listener for the sake of persuasion, belittling a mother is the worst way to hear a word you're saying. You know, I am sorry to Christy. I shouldn't have been such a dick. I should have been more serious. I guess I'm just at the end of my tether. You know, where I know I was. Now that I've got that off my chest, I feel a whole lot better. And I don't normally like talking about my feelings on the internet, but there we go. That dude might agree with every word you say, but you punctuate with, you fucking idiot, they'll rationalize some reason to disagree with you. Oh, that's true. And, you know, it just bothered me, the internal inconsistency of his piece. What he was asking for and the methods he was proposing were directly contradictory, and there were plenty of other contradictions in the piece. I should have been less of an arsehole about it. And, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Sorry, I'm reading through. I will shelter my children in the mighty warmth of your beard. It is genuinely warm. If it's winter and I shave it, my face gets really cold. The way your soul patch connects with your beard forms an upside down triangle. Hilariously devious. Sargon, obviously Illuminati confirmed. I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is that JFK was killed by some random nutter in a book depository. That's all I'm saying. You know, and all I'm saying is the voting fixtures for the US election in, what was it, 2004? I'm just saying, it's just a third party. Nothing to do with the person who's receiving all those votes and fixing nothing. But seriously though, there's this guy called Derek who messaged me and he's like, "You conspiracy tard," and I'm like, "Yeah, I know." I did just order this Illuminati card game because I wanted to see it. You know, everyone keeps going on about it, and it actually sounds like a really good game. I watch a lot of these conspiracy. I'm going off the tangent here, but I watch a lot of these conspiracy videos, and they go on about. The Twin Towers are predicted in this 1995 game or something. I'm like, okay, wow, yeah, you know, the Twin Towers, they might well be a target. You know, they look like a target to me. The Pentagon, someone's attacked the Pentagon, well, of course they can fucking attack the Pentagon. But Yeah, this Illuminati card game, so I might do a stream of it at some point, because it looks really good. Each player takes the role of a different secret society, trying to secretly take over the world. It sounds really good. But yeah, it's just something to mess around with there. You look good and not like a disgusting bum like you usually look like. I just had a shower. Yeah, if your goal was to be persuasive with someone from different opinion than yours, you failed miserably. Yeah, that's true. Are you drunk in this video? No, I'm just tired. It was about, I don't know, 1 in the morning, 1:30, something like that. And I know I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have fucking done it. But I needed to get off my chest, which is why I'm making this now. Varilo, not even interested in your comment, mate. Too late. That reasoning just made me laugh. It's pretty ridiculous. My credentials are that I have a YouTube channel with lots of subscribers. That's what they're interested in. Someone who has been with Gamergate from the start and who has a wide reach. That's what they care about. I mean, the first thing on the BBC, BBC4's radio page I saw was them, in the thing, was them saying how They got something like 2 million viewers a week or something, and you know that's what they're about to their concern. They are a business. They can, well, they're actually not. They're fucking taxpayer funded, but they're concerned with numbers. So that's a concern. And I've been with Gamergate from the start. I like most people who've been with Gamergate from the start. I'm an expert on it. Everyone who's been with us from the start is an expert on it. But the thing is, they're funny about who they'll talk to. You know, they are, I guess it's something to do with the Chan culture maybe, or something like that, but, you know, maybe it's something to do with they don't understand the culture, or the people who participate in it, or something like that. I don't know why, but that is one of the reason that, that's why I had to emphasize it. That's, you know, that's what they are interested in. That's, you know, I would love to see just some of the, I don't know why more people aren't just reaching out to fucking news sites. You know, go and talk to people. If you're right wing, go and talk to Fox. I would do it, except I don't know how to approach Fox News. How would I do this? I don't know what, like, they would want to hear. They probably want to say, oh yeah, tell us about the evil lefties or something. I don't fucking know. But I'm not, you know, I'm not like, but I can approach the BBC because they've been deliberately one-sided and biased, and I have a platform that I can tear them apart on if they don't come and talk to me, and I will do. So, you know, I actually have some sort of leverage with them, and it involves my YouTube channel. So yeah, when you say like, I can't think of any situation where I could hear someone say, I should do it because I have a YouTube channel with a lot of subscribers, well, there we go. It's tailoring it to the targets. They care about that. My reach is almost as much as theirs. They don't, BBC4 doesn't actually get that many viewers a month. Listeners, sorry. In this video, you may have made some points to consider, but when you do an anger rant, spending time insulting people you disagree with, you start looking like a better version of Kevin Logan. Oh, come on, I'm more potato-y than Kevin Logan. Maybe you don't care and you just want to dismiss those that disagree with you, but you start off talking about the value of being persuasive and not talking to an echo chamber. I know, I went off the fucking rails. I totally accept it. Hashtag leader of gaming. No, seriously. Just the last thing I would want is that. I mean, this is the thing, right? I can't operate as an individual without people saying stuff like leader of Gamergate. I would just be happy to understand that we're all on the same, I would love to think of us all on the same level, right? And this is how I try to think of everyone. It's just like, look, we're just people. I am in a position that is well tailored to talk to journalists. I'm not part of Chan culture. I'm eloquent enough to be able to put my arguments across that other people who aren't involved with any of this can understand it, and I'm in the country, I pay my license fee, and I have an axe to grind against the BBC because they're so goddamn one-sided. There are a lot of reasons why I am a good person to go and talk to the BBC. I don't see why that changes what you do, you know. If you want to go and talk to someone else, go do it. If you've got any ideas, go and enact them. You know, just because I'm doing something doesn't make me your leader. I follow you on Twitter and I know you get trolls. Is that big an issue that you have to leave? I don't like using the term troll. They're not trolls. They're people who, despite having a distinct loathing for the term ethics and distinct lack of interest in actually, well, dealing with social justice warriors. Seriously, Varalo, when was the last time you did anything against the opponents of Gamergate? When was the last time? Fucking back in June. That's when. You just obsessed with people in Gamergate. Remember, shut up and fuck off. That's what you should say to me when you don't like something I do. And I'll leave you alone and you'll leave me alone and we'll all shut up and fuck off together. How's that? But yeah, let's just block the twice and done. Well, the thing is, they're obsessed with me. This is the weird thing. I find it quite flattering that you're going to draw like Pepe memes of me or whatever. I think that's awesome. I think that's hilarious. But it's weird. Because I'm just a dude. I'm not like a fucking celebrity or something. You know, it's just, it's so bizarre. But it's fine. If you want to carry on, carry on. If you think that that's the case, do it. You know, I'm just, this is, I've tried dealing with them as people. You know, this is the thing. You know, I'm trying to deal with, see the contradictions, right? Oh, you know, he's just saying he won't deal with these people because they're small. It's like, well, apparently I'm supposed to just ignore you. That's the popular consensus. Tried. You know, look, he left because he's a giant child, doesn't understand when to let things go. He should have left months ago. Well, they keep coming talking to me. Should I be like, sorry, you're a non-person now. Sorry, I'm not talking to you. There's nothing you can say that could be valid. I've ignored Varalo here, but that's because I'm adopting the policy of just, fuck it. There's no point. They're not in this to talk. They're not in this to discuss. They're not in this to understand anyone else's position. So it's fine, you know. Don't worry about it. Objective. Criticize a person for telling people how they should think and speak. Execution. Tell that person how they think and speak is wrong. That's not what I did. They were trying to tell other people how to think and speak. And I'm telling them to not do that. I'm not telling them what to do. I'm telling them what not to do. So I'm waving in the dark so much lately. I was recording at night, and I've only got, like, a lamp. Which I don't have enough lead on to draw into the frame. Billy Mays here with a fantastic new product. It's called Fuck Feminism Buy Now. This is an American thing, isn't it? I don't get it. Sorry. This is a real shame. A while back we cared little for our differences and our single goal united us. Now we bicker and fight like mongrel dogs over little more than syntax and connotations. We have stared into the abyss too long. Graal Otonami? That's a good point. And I think it's one it's worth considering. Ah, again your face. Please put like a 10-second intro for those of us who like hearing the people we listen to rather than seeing. I'm so sorry. The thing is, it's just easier. You know, if I record like this, it's just easier. You know, I don't have to go through the rigmarole of setting up stuff. You know, it's just easier. What does hegemony mean? It means dominance. GG has gone shit, just like what happened with feminism. It's been co-opted by absolute aspies. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. This is the thing, right? I got a lot of messages direct private messages from people who are just like, man, thanks very much. You know, I know this obviously is pissing out and pissing off and stuff, but thanks very much for at least just coming out and saying, listen, just fucking knock it off, because a lot of people are pissed off about it, man, and I'm pissed off about it, and I'm just not very good at controlling what I say. I'm going to do another video after this that's going to be actual content, just so people are wondering. I really prefer the Sargon Petra over this vlog. Yeah, well, me too. Not misgendering people is not being an SJW, it's being a decent person. It's like, well, I mean, that's how I see it. I mean, I don't really care if someone wants to be called a girl. I just don't care enough to take a stand on it. The beautiful things about Gamergate when it started were you could throw out any idea on what to do, and if people liked it, it was done. If people didn't like it, then it was probably a shit idea and wasn't done. There was no need to consider PR and shit like that, because everyone knew we lost on that front from the start. The other thing was there was a constant supply of happenings and corresponding operations. Both have stopped a while ago. People now care about self-promotion, associating with the right wrong people, and PR, as if that made any sense. The other thing is that ethical breaches aren't uncovered anymore, and sponsors stop dropping. Even Kotaku got some adverts back, even if it's just AdSense. We can't remove AdSense. People still say they're for the ethics, but don't do anything outside of endless discussion anymore. There's also the thing about sucking it up to SJWs, which I love, but really should have been separated from Gamergate, because it completely took over everyone's interest and now no one pays attention to journalism anymore. Well, honestly, this is the thing. This is why I'm in favour of retiring. It's a scandal. It's a hashtag to denote a scandal, and we should turn around and say, hey, let's just go back to being gamers, and if something exciting happens, there'll be a new, like, gate, you know, scandal. Why wouldn't there be? You know, it seems to be a convenient way of keeping track of, like, these things, and I honestly think it makes sense to just say, hey, you know what? Why don't we just be gamers again? Hashtag gamers. Just that's my recommendation. I know that, oh my god, he's trying to kill Gamergate! Just calm your tits. Seriously. Think about what I'm saying. You know, people are going to still read your blogs, they're going to still talk to you on Twitter, nobody's going to fucking, you know, things aren't going to evaporate. It just means that, you know, when they're like, oh my god, Gamergate did this, we'd be like, Gamergate ended like 6 months ago now. What are you talking about? You know, it's not an entity. You know, it's not a fucking organization. It's not fucking Nod. So yeah. What's really ironic is that all these people who make fun of SJWs with their ridiculous terminology can't stop coming up with their own idiotic crap. SJW light and so much. A lot of these people claim to be pro-individual and objective and open to reasonable disagreement, but the moment there's something they don't like, they're heading for the hills in their own echo chamber, attacking them in the same way they decry SJWs for doing. It's a total joke, and the lack of self-awareness is mind-blowing. At least the social justice types are out in the open about their bullshit. Great point. And I like to think that it's self-evident that I'm not in an echo chamber, because I'm sat here accepting lots of valid criticism. You know, the issue with turning on notifications for only people you follow on Twitter is that new people who wish to contact you won't be able to do so as easily. I know, it's a shame. I'm not a fan of it, but honestly, it's too much. It's too many people. You know, it's not any one person, or it's not harassment or anything like that. You know, and I know that the idiots are going to be like, oh, blah, 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 about whatever, but it's nothing to do with that. It's just too much for an individual to deal with. You know, so it wasn't necessarily like you can only have 100 Facebook friends before you aren't really friends with these people. And it's the same sort of thing. There are people on Twitter that I still follow, obviously. I'm following about, what, 170-something on Twitter? 171 people on Twitter now. Down from, like, the 1,100 or so that I was following. Because now these are people who, I mean, you know, I'm following probably about 50 news agencies. And then I'm following people I like. You know, I'm following people I want to talk to. And it's not, I'm not just talking about, like, you know, big names or anything. I'm talking like, you know, just people who have been nice and good to me throughout the course of Gamergate. I've made sure I've remained following them. And my messages are open, so if you do need to contact me, you can do. And my email address is public as well, so you can just email me if you want to. One of the great things about you is how easily accessible you are. Of course, you're only one man, so thousands of people mailing you stuff can get a bit overwhelming. That's basically it, you know, and I don't even mind if people disagree with me. I'm doing this, it's fine. It's just, you've got to understand my position in this, I guess. You know, it becomes a lot more difficult. I'm just one random guy. I think perhaps it'd be in your best interest to take a self-imposed vacation. Yeah, well, that's kind of why I haven't been doing anything with Gamergate recently. And, I've not really had anything to do, so I thought, when this thing with the BBC came up, when they just shat on Gamergate, and it was complete bollocks, you know, it's just absolute bollocks. I thought, wow, I can actually be fucking useful here. And the idiots come out and go, oh my god, blah, 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 you said you weren't doing anything with Gamergate. I didn't have anything to do with Gamergate. If anyone has any ideas, let me know. I mean, what is there left to prove? Journalists are corrupt? Feminists are trying to influence them? Well, you know, we've got some ethics policies now. I guess people need to monitor them. But I don't fucking read Kotaku, and I'm not going to goddamn well start now. You know, and I don't think you should either. You know, I think just a general boycott of these idiot places is best. I go to The Escapist every now and again. I haven't seen anything there that I need to worry about. And I would be surprised if I did in the future. So, I mean, I don't, you know, we've got Deep Freeze that then, you know, go and fill that out. This is what we do now. What more? What more? You know, the only thing I could see is, oh, the BBC for some reason decided to bring up Gamergate and decided to take a big steaming shit on us. So I thought, oh, I can do something about this. I can, in fact, I could have, if I can go there, and I'm waiting for a response from them today, if I can go down there, oh my god, it's going to be gorgeous. It's just, I know I'm just going to demolish them. It's going to be beautiful. Let's hope we can. I have the overwhelming urge to offer you a cold pint. I could use one, man. I definitely could. Insensitive bastard. I think Gamergate has turned into pointless infighting because it's largely achieved its goals. Me too. I really do. This is why I've quit making GG content. It was scandal. Scandals can't go on forever. Now I make content mostly shitting on feminist men's rights advocacy and MGTOW content. I assume he doesn't mean shitting on men's rights advocacy. Mission accomplished, now get back to your originally scheduled programming. That's what I've been doing, to be honest. It's, what do you mean there's no one on the other side regarding ethics? Because I see Leigh Alexander over there on the other side standing against ethical journalism and calling objectivity silly. Yeah, but Leigh Alexander now works for Offworld, which is a tiny, tiny, barely read site. She lost. She lost. Hard. Oh, if only there was someone who could give me a dollar, then I'd feel really appreciated. She lost. Cap in hand. Any leaderless movement eventually gets destroyed by its lunatic fringe. Possibly. It's entirely possible. This is, frankly, why it's just another argument for retiring Gamergate. And I know people don't want to do it. I know they don't. But you could just go back to being gamers. It's not going to end Gamergate in the way you're thinking. It's not going to mean that people don't talk to each other. It's not going to mean that things can't be done. It's just, it's going to be more inclusive. And it means if they're going to attack us, they have to attack gamers. It puts them on the back foot again. I really just think it would be better. The dangers of any ideology is the creation of zealots. The best meaning of measuring or finding a zealot is when the idea, thoughts, dogma, etc., etc., becomes more important than life, on the most extreme side. As much as a libertarian is for liberty is the culmination of ideas with a consistent theme, it is a mode of thought and a way of perceiving. A good way to maintain an open mind about ideas is admitting to shortcomings. I think that's really important. And I honestly, that's what I was trying to do with the Hitler video. The Hitler Reacts video. The shortcomings of the people that I was dealing with there are very, very clearly marked out in that video. Did they listen? Of course not. Holy shit, he's insufferable in real life. Yeah, pretty much. I am sick of this constant infighting. It's getting to the point now where it's beginning to slow down the movement more than fucking Gamergate pros or anything else drama did. It seems like all Gamergate is doing now, and people seem need to get some perspective. Just tolerate the fucking opinions. Concentrate and win this fucking battle rather than getting partisan and saying it's ethics only. Oh, it's SJWs only. Oh, whatever. Do your fucking thing, for fuck's sake. Totally agree. And, yeah, I... Sakon resembles Zangief from Street Fighter. Jesus Christ. Stopped caring about Gamergate a long time ago. Too much drama, not enough cowbell. Please, no camera. It gives off attention whore vibes. It's just easier. Got a bit of grey in the beard. Yeah, I do. I'm getting old, and I have children, so it's stressful. This would go great on the BBC. The size, the face palms, the shaking of your head, the long pauses, the launching into swearing rants and accusing people of idiocy. It's all made for TV, especially a public broadcaster. Excellent audition. Well, it would be radio. And yeah, I know. That's why I'm doing this video. Brevity is the soul of wit. We all make mistakes. Get back to digging. Well, I mean, what's there to dig for? We know these people are corrupt. We know that they're unrepentant in most cases, and only have their disclosures and ethics policies because they're being forced. So, I don't know. Mate, there are a lot of people with tall poppy syndrome. Just ignore them. You have to deal with a similar crap only a few months ago, and here we are again. Yep, that's true. It's, I haven't always agreed with any celeb on basically anything, Ralph included, but dude, fucking come off it, limey git. You sound like a Tumblrina at this point. Really? Do I? A Tumblrina. Knock it the fuck off and get back to tearing SJW's new arsehole, please. Unless you have written some binding agreement preventing you from doing so, in which case, fuck off. Fucking crying saying what this is at this point. That's true. It is. The entire argument presented in this video is horseshit, and I didn't know that's what I'd say. Paolo Munoz made the video of some similarly insane crazy person. Well, I disagree with you, man. But it's Fidron, I think, so that would explain it. Every time I see Sargon's beard, I'm shocked with how well-groomed and thick it is. So many people have these ugly, stringy, unkempt beards, so nice to see someone properly rocking one. It kind of does it to itself. I don't really do anything with it. But yeah, so I think I've gone through... I'm just going to get... How apparently someone's 5-year-old niece says I look like an evil Father Christmas. I probably do. I'm taking your presents away. I'm so sorry. Jim was too early to say it, but yeah, it's a shit show now. So I think these are all the points that I think needed to be made. And so, yeah, I'm sorry that I was so abrasive in the last video. I was just so damn annoyed. I'm going to leave it there for, you know, the historical record of things. You know, I make mistakes and I own them. I'm not prepared to try and hide them. I do not mind if someone says, oh, you had a ranty video. I'll say, yeah, well, you know, the situation at the time kind of warranted it. You know, that's what happened. I'm not saying it's not a mistake. I will just own it. It's fine. But yeah, I stand by the points I was making, though. These people need to get a grip, and if you don't like it, shut up and fuck off. That's what we all need to do if we encounter a group of people whose ideas we don't like, and they aren't prepared to change them, and we're not prepared to change our ideas. So I think by this point we've all discussed out the ideas that we all hold, and I think that the people who are going to be persuaded either way have been persuaded either way. If you are espousing ideas that are no longer being listened to, then I don't think anyone's changing from this point onwards. So, yeah. I am now going to get back to making a proper video.